Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore podcast. This is show number 17. The title of today's show is War of the Worlds. Yesterday I took a very dear friend of mine to LAX, Tom Bradley International Airport. It's the first time I've been to the airport, certainly the international terminal, since the thwarted bombing attempts that we heard about a couple weeks ago, from the terrorist in England. And so I got to see firsthand the new security implementations, which includes bomb-sniffing dogs just walking around randomly, sniffing people's bags. There was a heavy police presence. I don't know about the domestic flights. I haven't been to any of the domestic terminals, but certainly in the international terminal, people were pretty much going about their business. It's very crowded, but still there was a bit of tension in the air when you got up close to security. And I was talking to my friend yesterday and a couple of days before, previous. We were talking about I have a fear of flying anyway. I don't like to fly. I think I've fit in a couple of podcasts in the past, a couple of shows. If I can walk or take a bus, hey, I'm happy. A train, okay, I'm not thrilled about trains, but I don't like flying just for the sheer mechanism itself. Just the idea that, yes, people say that you have a greater chance of being in an accident on the freeway than you do of having an accident in the air. And while that may be true, what everyone fails to say is that while you may have a greater chance of being in an accident on the freeway, the outcomes of those accidents are much more varied than in a plane. You've had people walk away from cars flipping over. I myself have been hit by a car when I was crossing in the pedestrian walk there, and a guy who wasn't looking where he was going hit me from the rear, threw me 25 feet. I landed 25 feet from where the skid marks stopped. Been in cars that head over head, rolling over, and almost went off a bridge. I've been in some major accidents, and I've always walked away. And they don't tell you that when they compare the statistic with airplanes, what they don't tell you is, in an airplane, when you have a massive problem, that's it, game over. So while you may be in have a greater chance of being in a car accident, you also have a greater chance of walking away from that accident than you do in an airplane. So, but anyway, that's off point. The point is, we were talking and she was saying, I want you to remember me in case the plane doesn't make it, in case it gets blown up, and it just started me thinking, we in the old days we didn't have to worry about, to the extent that we do now, that planes are going to be used like missiles, or that they're going to be, like a Molotov cocktail. I can't even say it right. Molotov cocktail. But anyway, it just kind of scared me to think of her on a plane going across the ocean and being blown up. And we talked more about it, and I honestly, over the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about all the problems that the world has seen. Almost anywhere I go now, doctor's office, restaurants, standing in line at the ATM, or the banks, inside the banks, people are talking about it. And I think everyone, all of us, and certainly I am, I'm very afraid of what could happen when we look at the war that is taking place in the Middle East between Hezbollah and Israel, and of course the Palestinians in Israel, and Al-Qaeda and us, the West. It's pretty scary, and I think that certainly from a United States perspective, it's hitting closer to home than it ever has in the past, because again, you have planes that are being targeted for the United States, and So I think a lot of Americans are feeling the pressure a lot more than they have in the past. And we're all afraid of it. But one thing I want to say, what's the purpose of this podcast, really? What am I going to say in this show? It's very simple. What I know for a fact is that the world has been on the brink of destruction many, many times in the past. We've had nuclear capabilities. Middle Eastern countries have had nuclear capabilities for a long time. The atom bomb and so forth. And, you know, we've always pulled ourselves back from the brink of destruction. We always have. And I'm convinced that we will. So what can the average citizen do? Well, one is always treat every day like it's your last day. You know, when you have an opportunity, and you've heard this from me in previous shows, you know, tell people that you appreciate them because you may not see them again. That's always been the case, by the way. You know, but now it's even more so. Make a difference where you can. And trust in the fact that people, even the terrorists, certainly not the ones who are blowing themselves up, not the suicide bombers, but certainly those in power, want to keep living. And we have seen this, certainly, in Afghanistan, if you know, I won't bore you with all the details, but certainly in Afghanistan, where we had a couple of the mullahs who, and imams, I'm sorry, I get confused with all these terms, who told our armies that they would surrender under certain circumstances. When the United States met those circumstances, they actually went into hiding. I'm thinking of Mullah Omar, that's right. Not an imam, forgive me, I get confused. But anyway, so while certainly terrorists and leaders are quite capable, willing, and happy to send many people into suicide situations, they themselves want to survive. And it's that survival that will keep them, as well as us, from pressing the big button, as it were. Because ultimately, you know, everybody wants to save his own neck. And I believe in our will to survive. I really do. And I think it transcends religious barriers, political barriers, social barriers. I just think it goes beyond all that. And so, I'm here to tell you that it will be all right. We're going to come a lot closer to Armageddon before the day is done. We haven't seen anything yet, but we will always bring ourselves back. We will always pull ourselves back. How do I know? Because history has demonstrated it, proven it time and time again. And even though the toys may get bigger, the weapons more mighty, from a global standpoint, we are a long way from self-annihilation. And that's just the bottom line. And if you're losing sleep at night thinking about it, I'm here to try to tell you that you don't need to worry about that possibility. Does it mean I'm confident that I'll be here tomorrow if I go on a plane somewhere? Absolutely not. Does it mean that I don't think there will be another attack on the United States? Absolutely not. Of course there will be. And if not, sooner or later it's going to happen to the United States and several other Western countries. But that isn't the point. Whether I'm here or not, there will always be someone here. There will always be a tomorrow. You must believe in this, because if you lose faith in this fact, then everything becomes futile. I think about the bubonic plague back in the 1500s. Wiped out, what was it, 2/3 of Europe? Those people must have thought they were seeing Armageddon also, but they survived, and the world survived. I want this to be a short podcast, a short show, so I won't go on and on, but I could cite epidemic after epidemic with the Soviet Union, the United States, the Cold War, go on and on. Look at your history book. If you need, don't take my word for it. Go out and read your history books. Research on the web. And you will see that no matter how close we come, we always survive. And that doesn't mean after a nuclear, you know, a nuclear explosion and the world has to rebuild. I mean that in the end, tomorrow will come, okay? And I don't think the time, like I said, for self-annihilation, Armageddon is even close to being here. So, I hope you find some peace in my words. You may say, well, who is he? How does he know? What makes me, gives me the confidence to say this to you is because I believe in the human condition. I believe in the human will to live. And I think that's everything. I think that's the thing that ties us all together, terrorist, pacifist alike. And by the way, my friend made it home safe and sound, as I prayed she would, and she did. So, there you go. I hope you find this message a little bit different than usual, and we'll get back to the usual format next time. But I just wanted to share my thoughts with you, my feelings with you, and I hope you appreciate it. I certainly appreciate you. My name is Mark Taylor. If you want to go to the website and really research all things Candleshore, you can go to www.candleshore.com. The blog is www.candleshoreblog.com. And of course, I'd love to hear from you. And that you can reach me at musicman@candleshore.com. Oh, and you can subscribe to the feed at http://feeds.feedburner.com/candleshore. Remember to make a joyful noise this week. And I'll see you back here next week, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.